Old Path, where the good way is. Timeless truth from the Bible, Christian teaching, thought and meditations from prior times, read by missionary to Africa, James Robinet.
Meditation upon the Word of God is one of the most important of all the means of grace and growth in spirituality. Yea, there can be no true progress in vital and practical godliness without it. Meditation on divine things is not optional, but obligatory, for it is something that God has commanded us to attend unto. The order that Joshua received was not restricted to himself, but is addressed to all of God's people. Nor does it by any means stand alone. Set your hearts unto all the words which I testify among you this day, Deuteronomy 32, verse 46. Ponder the path of your feet, Proverbs 4, verse 26. Consider your ways, Haggai 1, verse 7. Let these sayings sink down into your ears, Luke 9, verse 44, which they cannot do unless they be frequently turned over in our minds. Whatsoever things are true, honorable, just, pure, lovely, think on these things, Philippians 4, verse 8. It is a holy art and habit commended in the practice and example of the saints, Isaac, Genesis 24:62, David, Psalm 119, the mother of our Lord, Luke 1, verses 19 and 51. But though meditation be a duty and a great moral and spiritual aid, it is practiced by few. The usual plea proffered by those who neglect it is, I am too busy. My life is so crowded with a multiplicity of duties and concerns that, alas, I have not the necessary leisure for quiet ruminating. Then you are acting in the energy of the flesh and suffering yourself to be little better than a slave. God is no Egyptian taskmaster. Christ's yoke is easy and his burden is light, and if your burden be heavy, it is a self-imposed one. God calls you to no manner of life that crowds out the needs of your soul and entails the neglect of your eternal interests. A.W. Pink.